Well, thank you, Noel. Ladies and gentlemen, can I firstly say what a great pleasure it is to be here this morning for the opening address for the Congress here in Melbourne on what is a very important week for Victoria and indeed for Australia in our aviation and aerospace sectors. Can I firstly start by welcoming those of you who are visitors to Melbourne, either from interstate or internationally. We've had, I have to say, for the last 15 days straight, days over 30 degrees, hot, clear, fine days, and of course today with the opening of the International Air Show, we have somewhat more inclement weather, but I can assure you, fingers crossed, that over the course of this week you will see the best of the remainder of Melbourne summer, and I hope that you enjoy your time here in Melbourne, and indeed down on site at Avalon later in the week. As Noel said, the Congress is running in conjunction with the Air Show, and the Air Show is an incredibly important part of Victoria's major event strategy and our tourism strategy, but also an incredibly important part of our industry strategy in developing the aviation and aerospace sectors. And I was delighted last Friday at the media launch to announce that the Victorian government has secured the Australian International Air Show for another five shows out to 2025, because we see this as an incredibly significant event in underpinning what we are seeking to do as a government in aviation and aerospace over the next decade and into the future. And obviously the theme of the Congress in focusing on opportunities in the Asian century are absolutely critical to what we want to achieve here in Victoria with our aviation and aerospace sectors. Victoria is the only jurisdiction in Australia to have a dedicated aviation aerospace portfolio, and it's no accident that I combine that portfolio with a technology portfolio, because as you would well appreciate, they are now inseparable, absolutely inseparable. And here in Victoria, we have an incredibly strong base upon which to build. Victoria is the home to aviation and aerospace in this country. Victoria is the location of the first powered flight. It's the location of the first passenger flight. It's the home of aircraft manufacturing in this country at Port Melbourne, what was Commonwealth Aircraft Corporation. It's the home of the Royal Australian Air Force at Point Cook on the other side of the bay. So we have an incredibly strong historic base upon which to build. And we have an incredibly strong contemporary base upon which to build. For those of you who are visitors to Melbourne, you may not be aware that we have in Melbourne two 24-hour curfew-free airports. And this is at a time when our neighbours to the north in Sydney are entering the fourth decade of a debate about whether to have a second airport. Melbourne already has two. Melbourne Airport, which is our international and domestic port, carried around 28 million passengers last year. And of course, Avalon, now our second 24-hour curfew-free domestic airport, and with Commonwealth approval soon to be international, and of course the home to the Australian International Air Show. On top of that, we're home to airlines like Jetstar, airlines like Tiger, and of course you'd be well familiar with the expansion that Jetstar is undergoing into the Asia Pacific region. That's been a tremendous success story, started here in Victoria in the mid-2000s and now expanding throughout the region. In the aerospace manufacturing sector, we have enormous capability. Companies like Boeing Aerostructures at Port Melbourne, the single largest Boeing facility outside North America, the only supplier for many of the leading and trailing edge components for the 787, as well as other components of the Boeing range. And that's a facility which is growing at a rapid rate. In the last 12 months, it's added more than 600 manufacturing workers, and that rate will continue into the future. We've got other suppliers like Moran, suppliers like Rosebank, Lovett, all participating in major defence manufacturing. Indeed, 75% of the Joint Strike Fighter work which is being done in Australia is actually taking place here in Victoria, which really highlights our capabilities in defence and aerospace manufacturing. At the other end of the scale, we have companies like Gipps Aero, a small company founded in the Latrobe Valley, 50 kilometres to the east of Melbourne, which is now a subsidiary of Mahindra Aerospace, and is manufacturing and exporting a utility aircraft around the world. And that company is now rapidly expanding from a piston engine utility aircraft into a turboprop utility, and soon into a multi-engine turboprop utility aircraft. And that's an extraordinary achievement. The only fully certified aircraft manufactured in Australia, here in Latrobe Valley, and growing from success to success, and the Victorian government is delighted to be working with Mahindra and Gipps Aero to ensure the continued development of that facility. But of course, we also need to look to the future, and the Victorian government sees great opportunities in Asia for our aviation and aerospace sectors. Both Boeing and Airbus agree that we expect to see around 33,000 additional commercial aircraft come into service over the next two decades, around $4 trillion worth of aircraft, and we expect to see, and they expect to see around half the growth in passenger air transport to take place in the Asia-Pacific region. And that means there's going to be enormous demand for the types of skills that we offer here in Australia, in manufacturing, in research development, in MRO, in flight crew. Around 185,000 additional flight crew will be required. Around 250,000 additional technical crew will be required to support that growth in this region over the next two decades. And it's important that we position ourselves to take advantage of those opportunities. Last year, I was delighted with the Premier to announce the National Aviation Services Precinct. And this is a new proposal by the Victorian Government to bring together our disparate capabilities, whether it's in MRO space, whether it's in manufacturing, whether it's in research and development, and obviously entities like DSTO, Swinburne, RMIT, Lawrence Wackett Centre, ARL down at Port Melbourne, all have a role to play in harnessing our capabilities and bring them together in a coordinated way. We recognise as a government that the aviation aerospace industries are changing, that we need to be able to offer, in terms of our training capacity, far more integrated skills which take advantage and build upon OEM capability, which we haven't necessarily done in the past. And the National Aviation Services Precinct is very much targeted at ensuring we can bring together those diverse skills, as I said, whether they're manufacturing, service, R&D, etc., in the one location. And I was delighted last November to sign the first joint agreement with John Holland Aviation at Melbourne Airport to come on board as the first partner in the National Aviation Services Precinct. And we look forward to entering into further agreements with aviation and aerospace partners over the next 6 months as that precinct is launched. We see this as a great opportunity to actually build upon our existing strengths. We know that the growth in the Asia-Pacific region is going to offer opportunities for our sector over the next two decades, but we really need to ensure that we have the skills base to do that. And that's why events such as today's Congress is so important in terms of creating incentives, creating motivation in young people, in young engineers, to be involved in the aviation aerospace sectors. And I have to say, as a student of aerospace engineering, having read the program for today, that you've got a fantastic agenda ahead of you, most of which I don't understand, but I anticipate that you're well across it, and I think it really highlights what we can offer in this state in aerospace, and I think it's a great opportunity to promote our capability in aerospace in decades to come. So I'd like to thank Noel for the opportunity to address the Congress this morning. I hope you find a successful and rewarding day at the Congress. I look forward to seeing you at the air show over the course of this week, and I hope that you go away from Melbourne and Victoria with a better appreciation of what we have to offer in aviation and aerospace, and with a better appreciation of what we can achieve in the sector over the next two decades in the Asian century. Thank you.